Hi there, it's Dave, host and founder of the upskillpodcast.com. I hope this video finds you well, and I hope you're having a very good and productive and busy week so far. In this video, what I'd like to focus on is the kind of things that we really need to pay attention to and care about going into the next couple of weeks and couple of months. So I hope you enjoy this video. And by the way, yes, I'm in a Grab taxi right now. I'm pretty much taking the day off because it's my brother-in-law's birthday and his son is turning 1 year old today. So it's a very exciting day. It's a big day for us in our family. So I'm heading back to our hometown right now. Anyway, let's continue with the video. So what I'm noticing at the moment is there's a lot of permanent change going on, and this is really causing people a lot of stress, and I totally understand that. It's very, very stressful for a lot of people, business owners, people in management, people looking to start careers, people coming out of university, people who are in transition in their careers. It's really, really stressful. And I think it's really important to not worry too much about it. And I think the best piece of advice that I can give you goes a little bit against the, let's say, the traditional advice. The traditional advice being, you know, get as much experience as you can in many different jobs and directions as you can. I think what we need to be thinking now instead, from a business point of view, from even an individual point of view, is now we have to hunker down. Now, what do I mean by that? Now we need to focus on just one industry that we can learn about, that we can understand deeply about. So I really suggest whatever you're doing right now, whatever industry you're in, you need to upskill yourself in terms of educating yourself on the changes that are taking place, what is needed the most, what needs to be focused on, so that you can really catch the trend for the next 10, 20 years, because that's what we're talking about. This period of time is really a reset. It's a real reset that's taking place, and there's a lot of articles being written at the moment on the big reset that's taking place in the world. You know, remote working being one of them. It's here to stay, whether or not you like it. So remote working is a big one, and companies will be adapting permanently to that type of change. I really think it's important to have now a 3-year plan in hunkering down in an industry. And what I'd really recommend doing is to absorb as much information as you can in the written form, because influencers and experts aren't really posting videos at the moment. They're writing a lot of blog articles. So what I would do is I'd really focus on that and try to figure out for yourself what you need to focus on and reflect on that. Now is a really good time to reflect on what's happening in the wider economy, but also in the industry that you want to move into, or that you know nothing about. So focus on that. Or if you're in transition, do exactly the same. Focus on an industry that you're interested in, read up about it. You know, spend anywhere from, you know, 10, 20 hours just to, you know, catch up with some of the reading, the things that are going on in that industry, and then move on, you know, maybe make a decision to check out another industry and read about it for, you know, 10, 20 hours at least, to give you an idea about what's going on in that industry. Going back to my advice would be to think about this period of time as a big reset for everybody, even yourself, even me, companies and that kind of thing. And what I want you to think about is I want you to think about where you're going to put your attention, time, energy and enthusiasm for learning and upskilling and reskilling for the next 3 to 5 years, for sure, for the next 3 to 5 years. So I would really think about creating a 3-year plan, you know, the first year being absorbing as much information as you can, and also positioning yourself in the right way as a business, or if you're a professional worker, positioning yourself, your CV especially, in highlighting those skills that industry requires. You know, all industries will require now remote working skills, so you got to show those, you know, demonstrate those abilities, or at least show that you are, you know, taking courses, that you've actually gone out there and you've, you know, practiced your remote working skills, you know, using conferencing tools and that kind of thing, you know, personal management, time management, and things like that. You need to demonstrate that kind of stuff now more than ever before. It's a very interesting time. You know, for me at this time, it's something that I've been preparing for a long, long time now. I would say 12 to 15 years. I wasn't quite prepared for it in 2008, to be honest with you, but that's okay. We're all at different phases, and you need to really understand the phase that you're at. And we're all at a very, you know, beginning phase, the way I see it. But it's an opportunity, and I don't think you should be stressed and worried at this time. I think if you have perspective, if you focus on perspective, and if you focus on understanding that now is the time to hunker down and to focus on one industry, and absorb as much current information as you can at this time that's happening, then you're going to save yourself a lot of frustration down the line. Because the worst thing that can happen is that you flip-flop for the next, you know, couple of years or few years, and you don't settle down in one industry. You're going to be on the back foot. Because right now a lot of industries are resetting, so now is the best time to, let's say, start from the beginning in any industry. So you want to really hunker down for 2 or 3 years in that space. And, you know, after 3 to 5 years, then I think you can use those skills that you've developed and learned, and the knowledge that you've gained, and then you can apply it to another space if you're thinking about changing at that point. So that's my advice. I hope it was helpful. This is just my free thinking right now. I'm just brainstorming with you right now. So I hope this was interesting. Let me know if you liked it or not. Check out the upskilledpodcast.com, because I interviewed Rowena Hennigan, who is an expert in remote working. So check out her interview, check out her website as well. And also Dixon Tang as well, who is a future of work expert. He wrote a book called Leadership for Future of Work. So check it out too. The interview is on the upskilledpodcast.com. And I wish you a very good day. I'm going to celebrate a couple of birthdays now. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great week, and I'll be in touch very soon. And always remember to upskill. So that's it for another episode on the Upskill Podcast. I really hope it brought you a lot of value. And make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor app, and anywhere else that you listen to podcasts. Also, feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn too, by searching for Dave Online and sending me your connection request. Bye for now, and see you in the next episode.